In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This week I heard a Father Roman story that I was unfamiliar with. A man told me that he had come here many years ago, probably 20 years ago, a young man, and he came to get guidance from Father Roman on how to combat Satan. I don't know what the issues were, but Satan was tormenting him, or troubling him, or tempting him, leading him astray. And Father Roman told him, don't worry about Satan. When Christ conquered Hades, when he broke the bonds of Hades, he said he put Satan in chains. He chained Satan, so Satan can't hurt you. And the man said, if Satan's chained, why does he keep tormenting me or tempting me, whatever it is? Father Roman said, oh, because he chained him in the backyard, and you keep going into the backyard. I can imagine Father Roman saying this. In our gospel today, our Lord says that if you want to come after me, you have to deny yourself. And I think this is really a very vivid image that we have from Father Roman. We have to deny ourselves going into the backyard. We place ourselves in those places of temptation and even torment. And Satan is there. He's a roaring lion, but he's on a chain. But we are drawn to go out of the house and into this place of devastation for our soul. We care about the things of the world. We want to obtain, to collect, to possess. This is all the imagery of today's gospel reading. What will it profit us? What will it gain us? What will we come to possess? All of these things of the world, if it destroys our own soul. So we go out into the backyard and we gain all of these things that we see when we look out the back window. And it turns out that in exchange for those things, our soul is devoured. I was speaking with a priest this week, and he said, I gave up my phone. I about fell out of my chair. I've told quite a few people that I think they need to give up their phone, and I've never heard somebody tell me that they've done it. He said, yeah, he said, I just can't. I've tried at different times to give it up, but I've never really been able to succeed. But I can't get away from it. It's like a black hole. Well, what does this mean in today's imagery? It means his phone was in the backyard, and every time he went to go pick it up, he had to go in the backyard to get it. And he got devoured. He wasn't able to handle it. So he learned, he made this decision, I'm not going to go in the backyard anymore for the phone. I'm staying in the house. Staying in the place that Christ created for me. This is the way it is in so many different cases. Many years ago, a person came to me and had trouble with pornography, and to my surprise, it wasn't digital like it is typically now, but it was in print. And so I said, well, tell me more about it. And he said, well, every time I walk home from work, I pass this convenience store, and I have like six blocks to get home, and then partway there, I pass this convenience store, and I can't get by it without going in and buying pornography. And I said, well, is there another way to walk home? And he said, yeah. He said, I can just walk up the street and over and go home. And I said, well, walk that way and see what happens. He came back a year later and said, I haven't looked at pornography since I took a different way home. The convenience store, which maybe is fine for lots of people, just like a phone might be fine for lots of people, the convenience store for him was located in the backyard. And he kept walking into the backyard and being devoured by Satan, who was chained up there. But he decided to take a different way home, to not walk into the backyard. Quite a few years ago also, a woman came to me and said, I'd like to go to confession tomorrow, or I'd like to go to confession this weekend, or something like that. Well, you can go to confession now if you want. She said, I'd like to go tomorrow. And I said, well, that's fine, but Saturdays are pretty busy, and so, you know, I will be a little more pressed for time. And she said, well, I'm going to go visit so-and-so tomorrow, and I know we're going to gossip. So I want to go to confession afterwards so I can go to communion on Sunday. I said, well, don't go. She thought I was joking. I said, no, you can't go. In today's imagery, you can't go into the backyard. You can't say, I'm going to go into the backyard and be devoured by Satan and then crawl back into the house and say, Lord, heal me. We just can't do this. And so this denial of ourselves is a very strong wording to renounce, to reject, to disown, is really this separation of my life from the things in the backyard, from the places where Satan will devour me. But if we're to not enter the backyard, if that were all that it were, we would just somehow be stranded in deserted space. But our Lord says, then to take up your cross and follow me. To take up our cross, if we've abandoned everything in this world that is shiny objects, things that attract us, things that compel our attention, draw us, if we've set aside those things, then what's left of us is who we truly are in this fallen, broken world. It's us created in the image of God, but it's us with all of our kind of warts and pimples and frailties and insecurities and misdeeds and confusions and lack of knowledge and uncertainties and vulnerabilities. It's who we truly are. Most of the things that are in the backyard that we want to go get, we want to get them mostly to help us cover up this who we truly are. But when our Lord says, set all those sides, all those things away that you use to cover up, all those masks that you put on, all of those things that you collect so that you don't have to face who you truly are, then take what's left. That's you. That's your cross. That's you in this fallen, broken world. Take that person and come follow me. This is a tremendous and great gift because that's the most profound expression of love. The cross is really nothing but the expression of the love of God. And of course, the love of God is God himself. And what does St. John tell us? Perfect love casts out all fear. And so in the midst of this loving embrace of Christ, I can be free to be who I truly am without any masks or pretense. Even in the midst of all of my frailties and inadequacies and sins. Perfect love casts out all fear. What we say in the beginning of the prayer right before the penitent confesses is, behold my child so-and-so, Christ stands here invisibly receiving your confession, you're confessing to Christ, you're coming, you're approaching, you're following after him. And Christ stands here invisibly receiving your confession. Don't be ashamed or afraid or conceal anything that you may receive forgiveness from our Lord Jesus Christ. Tell all you've done that you may receive forgiveness. You don't have to hide anything. You can set aside all of those things from the world that you use to cover up. You can leave all those in the backyard. Here, you don't need to be anybody else than who you truly are. You don't have to put on a show. You don't have to pretend to be pious. Nothing. Just be who you are. And we'll be embraced by these outstretched arms of Christ on the cross. So this is the contrast that we have in today's gospel. Either we'll go for those things in the backyard and be devoured by Satan, or we'll run into the loving embrace of the outstretched arms of Christ on the cross without any fear or shame, knowing that we're so loved and so embraced and so accepted by him that we can be who we truly are. It's really the simple Christian life comes down to this practice. Not getting attracted to the things of the world as a replacement for the love of God. Not being willing to hide our lives find success or pleasure, possessions, power, knowledge, influence. Distractions that are really distracting us not from the world and other people, but distracting us from God, but most importantly, really distracting us from ourselves. From, as Father Roman put it, exploring the inner universe, of finding the kingdom of God within us, from experiencing Christ in our heart. And if we think about it, what is the house that we live in that we keep wanting to run out of, run into the backyard? That house, that place of communion with Christ, is in the very depths of our heart. And the way that the Holy Fathers would often put it is that we have to let our mind descend into our heart, and it has to stay there. We have to find our heart, enter our heart, and remain in our heart. But we keep wanting to flee. We keep wanting to go out into the ways of the world, into the backyard, into the place where we'll be devoured. In the exploration of the inner universe, everything is given to us. Everything that's outside of us is given to us in this place of profound communion. But it's given to us as it truly is, as it's created by God, not as something that possesses us under the guise of us possessing it, but something that is freely offered by us back to God, that we don't need to cling to, that there's no attachments to. Free from the temptations. So I think this is, for me, very helpful imagery. We find ourselves being tempted and called to go out of ourselves, to go out into the backyard, and we wonder why Satan is devouring us. It's not because Satan came to get us so much as we wanted to be in the presence where he gives us these temporary and transitory delights. We traded those for our own soul and let him devour us. So we should not do that, but our focus, I don't think, should be not going, avoiding the backyard. We should avoid the backyard, but our focus should be on staying in the home. Staying in the home that Christ created for us, remaining in the heart, remaining in that exploration of that deep within us that calls forth to the deep in God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.